Title: Think, Raga Cut Balance for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important jungle and drum and bass skills that nobody tells you is basically mastering, getting Raga cuts to feel insanely loud and hype, without destroying your drums, your bass, or your limiter. Because here's the truth. Those shouts, toasts, sirens, reload, wheel it. Lines, they're midrange heavy, they're spiky, and they can hijack the whole master in one hit. So the goal is not turn the vocal up. The goal is, make the track make room for the cut, and make the cut sound like it belongs inside the record. By the end, you'll have three things: a Raga cut bus so the cuts are controlled like an instrument, a pre-master that slightly moves out of the way when the cut lands, and a simple master chain that keeps old-school pressure without harshness. Let's get into it. Step 0. Quick session prep. Set your tempo where jungle and DNB lives, somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM. Then do a fast sanity check before you touch mastering anything. If your mix is wildly off, mastering turns into damage control, so just make sure your drums and bass are roughly balanced. A practical reference: on your pre-master, drums can peak around -6 to -4 dBFS. Bass should feel solid and not clip, and the Raga cuts should be audible, but not trying to be the main character yet. Now step 1. Routing. This is the bus or die rule. Select every Raga cut track you're using. Audino, MIDI, whatever you're triggering. Group them. Command or Control G. Rename that group Raga Bus. And color it bright so you can't ignore it. Why are we doing this? Because if you process each cut randomly, you'll never get consistent loudness or tone. A bus means one fader, one set of effects, one place to automate impact. That's how records feel intentional. Before we even process, here's a coaching move that will make your limiter behave later. Treat the Raga bus like a featured instrument. Set its level so the loudest phrases peak roughly around -10 to -6 dBFS before processing. Not on the master, on the bus itself. That one move stops the master limiter from turning into a panic button every time the MC opens their mouth. Step 2. Clean the cut sample so it hits like a record, not like a phone memo. On each cut track, or if they're similar, just on the Raga bus, start with a Q8. First, high pass it, somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. Choose 12 or 24 dB per octave. The goal is simple: remove low rumble and junk that steals headroom from your kick and sub. Jungle is heavy, and the sub is sacred. We do not waste limiter headroom on vocal low end that nobody needs. Next, check harshness. A super common problem zone is around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If the cut is stabbing your ears, do a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, with a medium Q around 2. Not surgical, not extreme, just controlled. Then, if the cut is dull and not reading on small speakers, a gentle high shelf around 6 to 9 kHz, 1 to 3 dB, can bring presence back. But go easy. Bright vocals plus loud mastering equals slice pick if you push it. If your cut has noise between words, add a gate. Optional, only if you need it. Start threshold around -35 dB, set release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and make sure you're not chopping syllables. If the gate is audibly snapping, back off. We're cleaning, not turning it into a robot. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is where you get that old school forward mid-range bite. Cuts often want to be slightly crunchy, especially in jungle. But remember, crunchy in the mids and highs, not muddy in the lows. And here's a big teacher habit: level match. After you add saturation, toggle the device on and off. If it only sounds better because it's louder, you're about to overcook the whole record. Use the output knob to match levels so you're judging tone, not volume. Step 3. Make the cut feel in the rave using compression and controlled space, without losing mono compatibility. On the Raga bus, add a compressor or glue compressor. Use a ratio around 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the front of the word still speaks. Release can be auto or around 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on loud phrases, not constantly. Now we'd add vibe. Classic rave space is delay plus a small reverb, but subtle. The fastest way to ruin your snare is a huge wide wet vocal effect that sprays into every gap. Add echo. Set the timing to an eighth note or a quarter note. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter the echo. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Keep the mix low, like 8 to 18%. Then add reverb. Hybrid reverb is perfect. Use a plate or small room. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Dry slash wet around 6 to 12%. And inside the reverb, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 7 to 9 kHz. Here's your rule. If the snare loses bite when the cut plays, your effects are too loud, too wide, or too long. Old school edits were often tight. Don't be afraid to keep tails short. Quick bonus trick. If your reverb or delay tail smears into the next snare, put a gate after the reverb or delay, ideally on a return track. Let it close between phrases. That cut and go feeling is part of the era. Step 4. The key move. Raga makes room. This is where the magic happens. We're going to make the cut feel loud without actually cranking the fader. Beginner-friendly option. Duck the music slightly when the cut hits. Create a PR remaster track. Route all your music into it. Drums, bass, instruments, effects, everything except the Raga bus for now. Then put a compressor on the PR remaster. Turn on sidechain, and choose the Raga bus as the input. Set ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Now adjust threshold so that when the Raga hits, you get about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's it. 1 to 2 dB. This is not EDM pumping. This is that PA system makes room for the mic effect. The listener perceives the vocal as louder, but you didn't wreck the master. Now, coaching note. If the track ducks too obviously, it's usually your release. Try shorter releases like 60 to 120 milliseconds for fast chopped phrases. Try longer releases like 150 to 250 for longer sustained shouts. You want it to feel like a natural moment, not a volume wobble. More surgical option. If full band ducking feels too noticeable, duck only the conflict range. You can use multi-band dynamics on the PR remaster. Focus on the mid-band roughly 300 Hz to 6 kHz, sidechain from the Raga bus, and reduce just 1 to 2 dB only during the vocal. Subtle wins. If it's obviously breathing, dial it back. Step 5. Balance like a pro. Automation beats a static fader. Old school tracks feel alive because cuts move with the arrangement. Keep the Raga bus fader conservative. Use clip gain and volume automation phrase by phrase. Here's a practical behavior target. In a busy drop, the cut should sit inside the snare, not on top of it. In a breakdown or a drum-only section, the cut can be 2 to 4 dB louder. And for reload moments, push it, but don't let your limiter choke. A really simple automation trick. Make little ramps. At the start of a phrase, push about 1 dB for excitement. By the end, tuck it back down so the next bar hits clean. Step 6. Build a simple DNB safe mastering chain with stock Ableton devices. On your master, or on a mastering rack, do this in order. First, EQ 8 for tiny corrective moves. Add a gentle high pass at 20 to 30 Hz to remove sub-rumble. If it's harsh overall, a wide dip around 3 to 5 kHz, 1 to 2 dB, can save you when you push loudness. Second, glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction on the loudest parts. This is glue, not smash. DNB transients matter. Third, optional saturator for density. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip-on. Only if it helps. If it dulls the drums, remove it. Fourth, limiter. Ceiling at minus 1.0 dB. Push gain until it's competitively loud, but try to keep limiting under about 3 to 5 dB on peaks. Now, a reality check. If your limiter slams mainly when the Raga hits, do not just accept that and crank harder. Go back to the cut and fix the cause. High pass the cut a touch more, reduce 2 to 5 kHz slightly, reduce reverb and echo, lower cut gain and rely on the make room sidechain trick. And here's an extra safety option that feels very pro and still beginner safe. Put a limiter on the Raga bus before it reaches the master. Set ceiling to minus 2 to minus 4 dB. You only want it catching the wildest peaks, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That way, one random consonant doesn't steal all the headroom from your entire track. Now step 7. Arrangement ideas for old school rave pressure. Think of cuts as events, not wallpaper. In the intro, keep it sparse. One cut every 4 to 8 bars. Tease it. In the first drop, pick 2 to 4 signature cuts and repeat them with variation, like call and response. In the mid drop or switch, pull the drums back for one bar, slam a cut with a snare fill, then re-enter the full roll. In breakdowns, you can automate effects up so the cut feels further away, like it's echoing around the room. In the final drop, use fewer cuts but bigger moments. Save your best line for the last 16 bars. a super beginner-friendly structure trick. Pick two phrases, call them A and B. In the first drop, put A at the end of every fourth bar, and B at the end of every eighth bar. In the second drop, swap them. Instant intention, instant groove vibe. Now let's cover common mistakes, fast, because these are the exact traps that ruin masters. Mistake 1. Cuts too loud in the mix, not loud in the feeling. Fix it with saturation, automation, and making room. Not just fader up. Mistake 2. Too much low end in the cuts. High pass 90 to 140. Don't donate headroom to nonsense. Mistake 3. Too wide or too wet. If the snare loses bite, the vocal effects are stepping on the groove. Mistake 4. The limiter is doing all the work. If you're seeing 8 to 10 dB of limiting, something upstream is broken. Mistake 5. Cuts fighting the snare in the danger zone, 2 to 5 kHz. That's where crack and presence live. Control it with EQ, or with dynamic ducking. Quick coach check, snare still wins. When the cut hits in the drop, ask, did the snare lose crack? That's usually too much 3 to 6 kHz, or the cut is too wet or wide. Did the kick feel smaller? That's low mid weight around 120 to 250 Hz, even if you high passed. Is the track ducking too obviously? Release time, and do a mono reality test, because old rave systems don't care about your fancy stereo. Drop a utility on the master temporarily, and set width to 0% for 10 seconds in the busiest section. If the cut disappears or gets facey, reduce stereo effects, or keep those effects on a return. It's high-passed hard, so the stereo stuff is mostly upper mids and highs.